Je vais rester en garde. Seigneur, vraiment, ma vie, vraiment, et ma vie. What a person can like when he cannot like. So in the Sigur, the two things we're discussing what to light is the psilis and the shaman, the wicks and the oil. Sigur, the psilis is the balance of the phrase. The idea of the shaman and the oil is from Sif Gimel and on. Try to make it more practical. Today, Bisman says, what the item does is very simple. Either we light with shaman zayas, or we light with shaiva with wax candles. But to focus on three main questions. First is Bisman Azeh that we have Orch HaShmal. Why exactly are we lighting candles and making a bracha upon it? The second, on the side we cannot light with candles, no hotel, ukedaymo, hospital, the person make a bracha on chashmal. And the third thing is, the person in the house who can do chashmal and candles, is a reason to go light both and make a bracha upon both. So first question is, today that we have chashmal, why are we making a bracha? That means, if there is no chashash Hashem Yikoshel, we can argue there's no oynig, no covid. Why in the world are we making a bracha? So, really you have to first go back to the sugya in Simon Reishtam HaGimel Tzimches, where the idea of the Tzimches are, we had over there Machlekes, brought down the Vaisais, if you were showing them, Baruch HaZiro, Baruch Maril, the person can make a bracha on Tzimches are, that means you already have light in the room lit by one person in the midst of avoiding Shabbos, and the second person wants the light right next to it, the second candle, Tzimches are, Baruch HaZiro is Mefakrik, if the person can make a bracha. Real says at the end of the day, the Shalabayis, the Kriyasayro, to have the Orb called Zavis for Zavis, if you can make a bracha. Lach HaMaisa, the Mechaber, he seem to be choshed both ways. That means number one, light. It's have the idea of bracha, sub bracha slokal. Masha Inkin, the Mos says, Onu ein noigin kain. I mean, the person Maisa does make a bracha. Therefore, negate the Bnei Ashkenaz, when a person has to serve a sword, a body make a bracha. The gate of Bnei Svart, you make a bracha or not, it's more vucha had in stand or paskin based upon the mechaber. Then the simple understanding is you not make a bracha, that's how the Kaddish Chai goes, or Lachian and Vav Yosef. It's not a shady, the Kaddish Chai brings down the Yofa Lev, that the meaning of Maisha is to make a bracha. So clearly what's a tiny is, la locha, when you have sub brachas versus meaning overrides sub brachas, and therefore even the Bnei Svart, the person can make a bracha. Come out in the gate of Bnei Svart, make a bracha not is Mavucha. Bnei Ashkenaz, the body, make a bracha. The get us, we come along, or we have either our nearest on the table, or the nearest Liyad HaShulchan, on the side over there. The question is that Nichol the get at the steps, or the poil, they can make a bracha? In other words, we have our incandescent light bulbs, our fluorescent, the LED, there's a lot of light over there, and then we have nearest. The question is that Nichol the get at the steps, or come along, Luchad HaShani says, today, the fact is, that even though we have light, Maisa, it adds light. He says the fact is on the table it adds light, on the side it adds light, and therefore Bata, he said, you can make a bracha. So Nichnami, let's say to the other end of the room we have the candles. Well, let's say there's a spotlight on the table, does not add any light. What's happening? Who said you can make a bracha? So Bismanazah. The whole reason why Bismanazah people can make a bracha, means Sandra Mo, to service or. He said, we'll get to later on, you want to say in Eitzel, let's say there is no service or. Light the other end of the room, by the time the dental chashmal, together with the oil that you have, make a bracha upon everything. But at the end of the day, it comes out the reason why people make a bracha thing, you need to come on to your side with your service or the amal. Do not have that your side, you cannot make a bracha. You cannot make a bracha. That's, again, it was the reason. We'll say, that's reason number one. We'll say seven other reasons, not the way. But first of all, when you start off, you need to set it off. Not, he says very clearly, you cannot make a bracha.
We're forgetting
about the Ramah.
The Ramah says
that
the Siddhar,
that if
you have
lit,
says
something
that's literally,
you
take it out,
you make some conscious. Well, I'm not sure what you're referring to, but maybe we should discuss afterwards. The Siddhar comes out, so first of all, they point out, if that's the Chodeshani saying, that there has to have to serve Torah, otherwise you cannot make a bracha, he writes it clearly. You can argue with him, but that's what he said, that's a quote, as you quote me. So, Lamaisa, it comes out that a lot of times when people go away for Shabbos, and the Balbosa lights are 10, 15 candles, the person over there had the two little tea lights over there, and they point out that the minhag does not seem to be to worry about the light. We don't have to serve us or. The way our Moshe writes in Shuman, Archaim Chalakei, so the Maisa, the Metzias is, he says, that our lights that we have lighting candles, in Mizrek Klum. The words of the Metzina, the Chol Mishishin, Morech Bekat Kodoy, anyone has any brains in his head, Maisa knows that our lights are not adding in any to the service or. Now, I don't know, maybe the generators in Bnei Brak were very shvach, at least the time of Chodesh Shani, and therefore the candles that did add in light. Maisa, you look around, Pukhazim, my dam in the bar, Maisa, are you magish at all? Is any light brought to the side? If it's on the table, like it's not Chodesh Shani, a lot of us land on the side, on the wall over there, we don't get about moving our table on Shabbos. So, where exactly is the Sevazar? So again, so we have one Malach, you need to have Sevazar to make a bracha, otherwise you cannot make a bracha. Come up with seven other Malachim to answer why Bitzman is ever making bracha, even though there is no Tesevazar. Come up with Moshe after he says the Maisha of the there is no Tesevazar. You want to tie up that Maisha, it's true that Bitzman and Chazal, they would have had electricity, they would not be Machayim Austin Lightners. But once the Maisha were Machayim to Lightners, and therefore, today, Bezman Zed, there's still a chash that we'll need the Neris, because let's say things might blow. Electricity might go out, there might be a kilkul over here. It might happen, who knows? I mean, even on the mountains, it happens all the time. It happens like in Yerushalayim a couple weeks ago. Come on, every place you went to, there's Mamash Kashma blue, which is some or the Sugi over here. Sometimes it does happen, and therefore, we need the light for that chash cotton. That means we have the Indian of Neris Bezman Zed. When the Kashma blows, I mean, it's true, maybe Chazal will not have a second that way, but once it is that way, Gamas HaMotzi. Divo, we have Silva Locho. That means, example of a Shochin. He might have passed his rough, told him to go make a bracha on electricity. He did not light Neris. So, as he does, every Shabbos, Friday, his wife puts on the light switch, and makes a bracha. So, when it blows, I'm sitting there with my candles, he doesn't have nothing.
The candles are close to
them. What? The candles are close to them. Close to them, I know, but no, but I actually put it away, it should be away. Not again, because he says once it's sacking that way, that's what you go do.
What did you do second to Yom Tov?
I forget what. No.
Lights are thicker than.
Well, he's very Israeli. What was second to Yom Tov?
No.
It's Shoshana.
Rosh Hashanah.
I'm just. So my second that Moshe says he said we had the notice of Azar. Why? But what's a chash cotton? God's not motzi. We kept the locha as is, and we still have the interview of being mounted mitzad Chazal. Moshe still has a kasha. If so, but Yontif is hal on the case of Erev Shabbos. But Lochi is a person, how can you make a broken nervous? There's no Indian of be a problem over here. Just like the candles, and there's no chash of a kilt will go like them again. So you get involved with the gate of Yontif, why make your brocha? There's no chsar over here, Betsam. Well, the chsma bowls, I like candles. So why were we stacking that over here by Yontif? She goes up another reason. That he wants Taino and others, and we have double the time, that's the Ikka Taino Moshe, the end of Kovod Shabbos. Maisa, at the end of the day, they point out, you go to Bris, the nearest to the table, go to Pinya Ben, the nearest to the table. I went to Ruben's Chasna, or for Shabbos, he had 100 nearest around the hall. I thought it was a waste of money, other thing is covered, each one to his own. Maisa, nearest, Maisa looked very nice. So the Maisa, true, maybe, you get involved in the stories, Shalbayis, no elite, Oinig, Maisa, Kovod Shabbos over here, it looks very nice, the nearest on the table. They do point out, if that's the Yisrael over here, Maisa, do you think tea lights add COVID? Do you think, that also they point out, people who want even the doctor, except Shlomo Zalman, to have oil. So today, anyone who wants to send something beside COVID, we do it with wax candles. You never see by Christ or Pinyin Ben a case of oil. These times of soul would be more important to light with wax over the case of oil. But you can just stop and argue the point. The Maisa, the truth that sometimes it is COVID. Maisa, again, if you're going away for Shabbos, and the Isha, the Balbosa, lights 15 candles, you have your two tea lights over there, you can really argue the point, is there any color that keys out of it? A fourth idea we have, why to make a bracha. Why by Bris, they put on there, it looks nice. It is, the ambience and the sviva all around, it looks.
I'm about Bris, because in the olden days, they put on
the it still looks nice. It looks as it's true. And even going to that, they have lights. It's a nice thing. Candles are nice.
A nice oil candle. No
one ever lights today for nicest oil.
Practical.
Fine. So then today, if you come to the COVID, do it with wax. From Zamstein already. He says the only time we'll ever see a person light with oil is either by case of a yard site or by base oval. So he doesn't think Snickle will get it covered. That's all he means. From Zalman says that. What?
Yeah, in the house it is.
Fine.
In the house it is. It's not practical
inside
the house. Everyone,
even in the house,
just
to
make it
as even when you're having a simple in your house, you like these candles.
Why?
It's called. Their
common
is, but
their common is oil. Their common
is? Yeah.
Old fashioned.
Fine. Come on, Shem Zaman is not the reason why Maisha we make a broch beer. We want to time that once Chazal Kaveya, the Hidya is with Shemin and stick to the covered Shabbos, it's Choshek Ki Hanover Gam Simcha. That means Chazal was sacking Hanover Simcha. Now it's Choshev, even though it's not the Mitzias of Hanover, it's the side of the Din of Hanover. It's the covered of Hanover. Interesting word. Choshev Kam Noshev Gam Simcha. That's the Cheshivus of the idea of the concept. That's his idea. Not as far a fifth reason why to make a bracha. Come on, Moshe Mishlom. Is that a both one time? Can you make a bracha upon a minute? Moshe Mekal upon himself is a meisah to be mavik. Even they go away for Shabbos and by the front house, even though they're tough, they basically not make a bracha over there. But once the Moshe of the minute will do it, you compare it to the sugya on Rosh Chodesh, you make bracha on a minute on Hal over there. Or other cases, I can't even find an answer why it is different. Meisah come along and they point out that the minute Shabbos, the meisah can make a bracha. From Zalman and Amosha. Those who are upon this Mahalach, if you're saying you're doing Mitzah Minik, we point out, when we start the Sugya Lach Snares, to two Chiyuvim, one Mitzah the Gavro, one Mitzah the Bias. Mitzah the Gavro, only doing Mitzah Minik, we even kind of Mitzah Lach Snares, so Mitzah the Gavro Shavoy. You can make a Bracha Mitzah Minik, because I come to the Minik over here to go light, and you go to your friend's house, but where's the Chiyuv the Gavro? We even kind of Mitzah over here. Kash the Odom to ask the answer in Rishon Zalman and Amosha. A sixth idea over here, and then we come along and we're saying that we have a bayah to Sevis or no. To Sevis or. So if you read the case in Sev Ches where the Sevis or is discussing, it's discussing when you already have one person lining over there, you want to write a second case over there, you have a bayah to Sugar to Sevis or, a person already becoming the mitzvah. Come along, the Debitzina of Liash of the Kermit Halach and others, they want time, but let's say in this case, there was no Nes let the cover Shabbos. Over there, the Nes was let the cover Shabbos, you have a bayah to Sevis or. In the case where the Nair should not let out all the Kavod Shabbos, so no, and you're being the first one there, so Echadami, there's no Baya of the problem of that there's no of the Sevis Or. The whole problem is when the mitzvah is done over there, then how can you add to that mitzvah? But here there's no mitzvah done over there. Nothing's done with Kavod Shabbos over there. No mitzvah done with Kavod Shabbos over there. I'm the one who likes Kavod Shabbos. The Mitzvah says, we go to a hotel, he says the first person lights, he's doing the mitzvah over there. The next 100 people are Bracha Batolos. The first person, he got the mitzvah over there. Everyone else, the service are, but the other side of the room is not the service are at all. We want to tie up the first person, he says, go to the hotel, be the first one to line over there. Because then you're the first one, that's not by us, Simchas. Simchas, the service are only when you're the second person. We'll get to that. A seventh reason why to go make a bracha, come on, Kavachai, big down, Benishai. True, we know the simple understanding is covered, and there's oinig, and the Shalbai, Shloy, Koshal. However, there's nothing in you. Yeshiva, peace, sight. I'll be sorry. I mean, you say the things that are nigla on the page, this to off the page, but once it's a piece of the Benish Chai, then we can make a rock up the site. And eighth reason, there's a going over here. On the circuit of the Sevasor, the simple understanding between the Chabad and Amor, the most of the Maishi can make a bracha. The simple idea of Maril, Maril says, because why you have an idea of Shalom Bayis and Prisai, we call Zavis for Zavis. Look at the going. The going's pshat in the Amor is a little bit ambiguous. His words are, Beza Gimel, Shekol Echad Mitzvah. What does it mean, Kol Echad Mitzvah? It says the Mesach Eliezer, he sends you to the Sugya of Chanukah. By Ner Chanukah, every person has a mitzvah to light Ner Chanukah. Every person. Except you can be Yosef or somebody else. So you want to tell over here in the Gerd of Shabbos is a Chiv on Kol Echad Echad. Not the reason why the Mos not arguing is that the Sevas or can make a bracha. The Mos arguing because the Chiv on Kol Echad Echad, the Chiv on Gavro. True, there's a candle lit over there. But I also have a chiyuv, so I have to light also. As a chiyuv called echav echav, if I make a bracha. So it comes out of my, so we have reason why to go light mitzvah, manzeh, gamer, chashmal, we have either one, the chodshani, yinita, sevazar, or we have seven other reasons afterwards, even after sevazar, the mitzvah needs to go make a bracha over here. That means even with poil, we don't have to sevazar. The moin am, come along with these seven reasons, why might you make a bracha? The next step, what? Depends, some sort of yes, some sort of not. In the most from talking, you'll be going no. Now, the next step built upon this is now, we're saying over here in the first one, next thing is, once you say you can't make a bracha on Nerius, the next two steps really are, if you make a bracha on Nerius with Chashmal, is that the correct thing? Let's say in your house you want to do Nerius and also upon electricity. And second, real beforehand, can the person make a bracha on electricity by itself? That means you go to a hotel, they're lighting in the hallway, you want to say it's bracha watolo, or you go to a hospital, they don't light nerus at all, you go to Beit HaChlama, you can light nerus there at all. Could a person be yitzah of the mitzvah with chashmah? Now, I mean, this question is a question of a Kolius. That means, first, again, the Chanukah. It's because Kriyeta Menayo, with Cheshmal, so they have been in the form of Machmer, because then there's a Dim Yuchad of Shemen, and over here, Maestro, you don't have any Shemen. The Gamma Shomaz Amos Taina, without Shemen, have a battery operated Menayo, so the Shemen is here. And then one time, Maestro, you can't make a Brachal. You can't light with it. The Gamma, even that does not want to say you can make a Brachal. The Chanukah make it a place of a Machmer. Okay, for the case of Abdullah, can you say Boyer Ma'ur'esh? They point out that the incandescent light bulbs get hot over here, and they have a particular place where you can't say a bracha upon it. And Kiddur, the Achiyaz, and Chaimoiz, and Maisa, he made a bracha to Ma'ur the Oilam, and Maisa definitely get of Eish. A third case, by Dikis Chomets, Kiddur Badika with the case of Hashmal, Bavuch among the Swarm, Bikkhus Swarm say, yeah, but the Minik seems to be to make a bracha on the candle, and then he switched the case of a flashlight. Those are cases that the Kholiyas, they get to us, what they're going to do, I see certain Swarm say, leave. Say you can't make a bracha. Say certain Shvam say, Roiv, you cannot make a bracha. So let's find who exactly is the Roiv is. So I looked around a little bit. It comes out to be 28 verse 26. I don't think it's difficult to get a Roiv. 28 said the Maisa, you can't make a bracha. 26 the Maisa said you cannot make a bracha. We'll get to the stories. First, the ones who say you can't make a bracha. Already the Beis Yitzchok of Shmelke has a Shuvah about, says you can't make a bracha. There's a Masham that way, the Achiyaz himself, the Max Avram, the Beis Yol, the Hartzvir, or Chaz Chaim, Mitzchah Shabbos, Rav Henkin, Schwab, Nasher Klein, of Yashim, Shmir Shabbat Kilchose passes this way, Rav Shjoma goes this way, Kavit Zalochas, Rav Karp, and Rav Berk would say the Maestro, and obviously, you might say you can't make a bracha.
Even though it's just
We'll get to it. First, discussing incandescent light bulbs, the way they were discussing before LED came out past 20, 25 years, LED did 10 years, fluorescent past 25 years. But first, incandescent light bulbs. Tell us, Shane, those are Machmer, there's ready to Marshak.
It's not normal lights.
We'll get to it. First, lights be clothing. It's the question. We'll get to it. Some of them, not that discussing, depends on what the svaras are. Again, so we have those same lights you can't make a bracha. Tell us, those say you cannot make a bracha, whether it's the rocket shovel, Marshai, Kudosh Eliyaz, Lubushay Molechai, and afterwards the Moshe will help Mach make a bracha, Debesino, Muhammad Zalman, Debiyatsu, Shagamayer, or Latir, Abnemsel, Chaim, Shagaluski, and others. Mamasher Kotzal Kotzer, Gedol on both sides, or Pulpits on both sides. If you read this form slowly, I'm really putting them in two categories. Where they can make a bracha, cannot make a bracha. Numerous swarm are discussing that you become the mitzvah, the chasson is a bracha shavoy. A shek yishon and tajim mitzvah, la hadak ner, there's no ner over here. So if you cannot make a bracha, I'm putting it in the category you can't make a bracha. Again, the last swarm will say you can yitzah, but not the bracha is a problem over here. Now, what is the svaras? Obviously, the Minaf Min is based upon the Svaras. So first, I have three things down. Those are my Taina, you need to get of Eish. There's no fire over here. The Hadlik. How do we use the case of Eish? The argument back is first of all, negate to incandescent light bulbs. Why is not Eish? It gets hot. It's a coil that turns red hot. Valid, who says need Eish? The Hadlik. I put the light switch. It's the Hadlik. Why? Who said need Eish? That's one Shiloh. A second Shiloh. Come with the Vayaloch and he wants a Taina. What are you doing when you're putting on electricity? You're connecting wires. Then who's sending the energy one to another? The Chashmal company is doing it. In essence, you are doing nothing. You're just a goyim, a garmi. But like I said, you have no shemen, you have no psilis over here. The company is sending energy over here, so what do? You did not do that local. You didn't do it. Outside of Shem, they want to argue. They point out that we had a race on a gimel, that the goy lights it. The only reason why he said not to make a bracha, because you're doing it on Shabbos, who said a shlichus to a goy, was like Chlami. As long as you create a situation of light here, and Chlami be kind of mitzvah. Who said need Shem of Psilus over here? That's the second argument. A third thing, Shlomo Zalman says, Maisa, at the end of the day, what do you have over here? You don't have any Shem over here. You have an outside factor that's sending you something. If it's not Lefaneinu, how can I make a bracha that's not in front of me? It's an outside factor over here. You watch time, if you have a battery, you have a shaman in front of you. You have battery operated light, the seder. But if the thing itself is not you, you did not do anything. It's something outside factor. Come on, Sisley, as he quotes from Shlomo Zalman, says, who said need shaman? By Hanukkah, we know the din is shaman over there. Who said Babaya? Here, the din is Oedic Shabbos or Kovin Shabbos. Shlomo Koshu. So that'd be an outside factor. Who cares over here? What do you see anywhere? I wish you said, remember Emelikim, who Shem of Psilos? Yeah. When you have these Shem, these Psilos, make sure these type. And those type, nah. There's no did to have Shem of Psilos. So you get involved, is it outside factor, enough or not? from Zam says, no, somebody else says, yeah. Ain't there some idea, but with an afkamino? They bring down the Rajba says, they get to brach the kvalius, it's not the yodoy for the person to make the mitzvah. For example, given on stocko, he can say, I don't want it. You don't make a brach on giving stocko. Because he says, thank you very much, but I want to give it back to you. They want to get numerous brachas that totally biyadachem cannot make a bracha. Says, therefore, the Sforma Taina, they get to Chashmal, telling it others, for how it can blow. It's other people are running the generator, you're not running the system over here. Once you're not running the system, then you cannot make a bracha. Now, you know, would be if you have your own generator. According to Mishal Mazalman, it's still an outside factor. According to Rajbo, it's not up to them. It cannot be, can make a bracha over here. Those who want to argue the point against saying the Rajbo Mishal Mazalman, the factor who says, the Maestro says, it's Kamal automatic. It's not Shkiach, but like, those who want Taina can just go out also, so why should be any different over here? Chashmal should be happening all the time. If it goes out, we're surprised. So who cares that outside factor? Who cares not be other? If you argue the point, who assumes that I'll give you the money back? Yishlod, not here. But at the end of the day, we see what's going to happen. That's assumption going to happen. So why do we care? That's not be other anymore. A fifth spot, the sister doesn't want a Taina. The more big sound, it cannot light the candle on Shabbos in a circle. So you want tiny when you have a light bulb and you have a heat around it, nichol negedav lighting in a circle, nichol negedav issa chazal lighting in a circle over here. Those are coming to be, I mean, says, what's the issa lighting in a circle? Is one candle melt the other candle? Over here, one candle is not going to melt out the other candle, put out the other candle. So the side of the issa is not there. So there's one tiny chazal aser, just a circle. One tiny, but one aser, one melts the other one. So we have these different as far as going back and forth, and it's hard to pick. Because again, I'm going to struggle among the swarm, what exactly you'll do. The Maestro said there's a case that could be better, a case that could be worse. Those who want to know that the issue is the problem is the outside factor, not the other. Those who want to know a battery is worse. Therefore, they want to know you have a Shlomo Zalman swarm, or a Kwan Dirajbo, and therefore, Shlomo Zalman, or the Sina, never tell Taino, if you have a battery, a body can't make a brothel. And those who want to know, for carrot today, when you use the battery, what are you having? We're having fluorescent, we're having LED. And those who want tiny, you don't have the mile of Asia anymore. And then with those who want tiny, it's even worse. Come on with Zilber chain, Nishma Shabbos want tiny, that LED and fluorescent, my son worse, you cannot make a bracha, even though you could have made a bracha by the Akhliyazar. Those who want tiny, not to Mechalik. Well, see, it says, the my son days, the earning of COVID, the Yashim, was real, the Nashra Klein, the one tiny, and they have earning of COVID. So we have Svab Mikan Lakan, we have Chalukim Mikan Lakan, Yesh Lodin. My son, what to go do? Light Nairis, that's Poshut. In the case you cannot light Nairis, so what the Pesach can say, you should light Chashmal, not to make a bracha. If you light Chashmal, it's better to have a battery operated thing, and better for the thing to be battery operated, have the heat to it. That'll be a better thing. Even more some say you can go make a bracha. Now what you go do, you can ask your Rav, every Rav will give you a different sack. Some say make a bracha, some say not to make a bracha. Again, a piece of Shabbat, you have a call, Sabbath Sokol, it's not making bracha, but yes, do light. You may be kind of mitzvah that way. You have no other option. Go light over here. Maybe be kind of yechiv. Could be even every piece you make kind of in the way of individual color that's like kosher. But my see, after mitzvah Shabbat, fine, you can't do light, you can't light. You don't be even the Issa Gzela and the hotel. The Gzela, mitzvah Baba Vera.
Meaning is to make a bracha, then
there's no meaning to make a bracha. There isn't. Now, on its side, you know, hotel, and you want to put on chashmal, and they don't let you fly the whole way to Bracha Batolo, you try to pay the waiter ready 50 shekels to light on the table. Someone reason he did not let you go do that over there. Okay, you always pay the waiter light on the table, candle, no problem. But let's say for some reason he did not let you go do that.
Anyway.
What?
They,
what's the problem? Some other reason they get a lot of leeway to go do what they want, and no one seems to stop them.
If you do not pay them,
No, they don't, the doors are closed. You can't get in, right? The doors are closed, they know people trying to get in, the doors are locked. You give the guy 50 shekels, he works there, you work, come. Usually, not that simple. It's easier with fake. But like, they point out, so what are you going to do?
Is that Gzela?
I don't think it's Gzela. I think these people have a lot of way to do what they want. No, what's the worry about? Fire? They're there, they're the kids. I don't think, and the cheapest not like that, I don't think he's going to get Gzela. You ask your Rav with no special bed, but I don't think so. Now, what people go do, they go to the bedroom and they put on chashmal. They don't want light in the chashmal in the bedroom. So what do you go do? You put light in the bathroom. The problem is, we'll get to the Halacha and Simon Ayn Rashay. Over there, the Rambam ends off not to do any act of bezayin in front of the Neiris, and now that you should not change diapers, or you should not be Orem in front of the Neiris. So how the world are putting on the lights in the bathroom? Maisa Emes Yaakov said, put the lights in the bathroom. Choshuk Yechema said, put lights in the bathroom. They have once for Kamal Choshuk Yechema, he said, the Maisa, the mitzvah on Shabbos is weird to have lights in all rooms. So is the mitzvah on Shabbos to have light in the bathroom? Pasha says, yeah. It's like kosher. He wants to see what you're doing, right? So the Maisa, of course, there is a mitzvah. So part of the mitzvah is also to have light in the bathroom. That is part of the mitzvah. I, to do things in front of the Neiris of Shabbos, be Orem Echami, make sure you're not Orem over there. Try to do it in a way, maybe more b'chuban, he says, he wants a taino. In a way that's less bizarre. But Vani should lie in the bathroom somewhere. Void, you can argue the point, you have no other option. Vani, again, you have no way to change a child. You change a child in front of the Neiris. No Isser, per se, in front of the Neiris. That means there's no Kedusha in the Neiris. That means after Shabbos, you want to take the Shem and you want to take the wax from the garbage, technically you're allowed to. Some people put it in the bag. In Medina, there's no Kedusha to the Neiris. There's sugar bizarre. Fine, so you can get make sure not to vaza from the Neiris. If you know the option, go this is the bathroom. Look, you can go light over there, and that's where you stop.
Do you bring a Shabbos lamp instead of lighting in the bathroom?
Oh, so look, the better thing is that I personally have tea lights without a battery. You can buy them for shekel too. Now again, and you can put them in any room over here, and again, in kind of the mitzvah, again, make a bracha, want to make a bracha upon it. That means even if you go to Shai Tzedek, they have, on top of every bed now, they have a Shabbos a lamp, that they can close with the Shabbos lamps. They can close, they put it on there, and the Rav told me they put it there so the women can come on Lokas Neiris. So I asked the Maisa, can you make a bracha? He says, I'm not going to say. He said, but Maisa, between me and you, would you make a bracha? I was like, I don't know why anyone would make a bracha over here. We put it for that reason, the Shaitanic. So women can put on the kind of mitzvah over the bed and close it, shouldn't bother them. But it doesn't sound how anyone can make a bracha, but Maisa, everyone seems to make a bracha on it. Now, putting now the two sugis together. What? It's not candles.
It's not candles.
They're 28 verse 26. Do you sell clocks local? There is no minute to go to this. In the hospital, then, when they're drunk out. Right. And then the person, they're going to the husband who's home anyway. Right. That's not the get a minute.
What's the thing to make?
Now, to put the two things together, Maisa, number one, a case when we have Chashmal and someone making bracha on the Neiris, and number two, when we, on the Tzadok can make bracha on Chashmal. That means we have a person right now, he's in his own house, and he wants to light Neiris. Is there any little point over here to put on the Chashmal? That means go with your candles, and before you put any candles, put the Chashmal down, and then put back on, and then add the Neiris to make a bracha upon everything. Now first, among the Sforim, there seem to be five Vanhoggis, with five different Sforis. Let's first speak out Vanhoggis, and then the Sforis behind it. Kamal Rav Moshe is brought down what he himself did, by Rav Eider, by Rav Simcha Bonim. He himself would shut the Chashmal, put on the Chashmal, then afterwards light the Neiris. That's brought down by Shmir Shabbat Chosar, Rav Nemetzal. They do the Chashmal, everything first, then the Neiris. A second Malach, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky wrote down, he would shut the Chashmal, do the Neiris, and then put on the Chashmal afterwards. Shmuel Zalman went this way, Shmuel wants to go this way. Atzad HaShlishi, Kamal V'Devatzinam, Shai V'Luski, Rebelski, the Matanya, depends who's lighting, a man or a lady. The lady is lighting first, lighting, and she should do the Chashmal first. The man's lighting, the man should do the Chashmal second, after the Neiris. Atzad Revi, put a chashmal, I don't care, first, second, there is no order over here. Chashmal and Neiris. Do a zilber, Loris Nosson, Shmuel Bozer, we should put on a chashmal. We don't care what the order. Atzad Revi, John Chamishi, another applies to the one taina, it's not to worry about chashmal. Valasian, Devayasin, Nashaklan, Chaim Mievsky, Nachlam Yisol, Nanavim, Nenavim, no one knew chashmal. So I said, what do you go do? I was very clear, there are 500 in Klagisar. 500, what do you go do? There is no minik. Five and a half is very clear. I quote Gedolim on all sides across the board. Now, what's the study of the Machlokes? So, Lechura, one way to stand it, which just goes away, comes from Gedolim with the Sisoi. Again, we have to go back to Sifrei Reis HaMagimel, the Sefer of the Sefer, the Bahag Shito. Bahag says, when a person does a Lokas Neiris, he's Mekabel Shabbos. The Mole Meis says, Chosh for that. Therefore, we went back to Lochan Sifrei. Over there says, the Ramal, what to go do? First, do that Loka. Then go like this, three times, right? Then cover your eyes, then make the bracha. building upon that, we discussed the question that our Noshma are doing that. They're doing that look, and then the Bracha. Where is the Kabbalah? That means the Bahag says the Kabbalah is without Loka, because what was the Bahag doing, the Mechaber doing? He was doing the Bracha, then the Loka. We're switching it around, we're doing the Adlokha, then the Bracha. Where is the Kabbalah? Is Adlokha the Kabbalah, or the Bracha the Kabbalah? Which one is it? Now, we really point out, is Negeta match? Could a person in Maisa put out the match? And I asked around the Chabura, and then I'll show you in the Chabura, no minik. Those are Matayna, the Ben Shchai says very clear, even in the Amoz Mahalach over here, the Loch is once you do the Loch, you Mikabo Shabbos, and the Bracha is afterwards. You cannot put out the match. Just like Chaim passed away by the Shmir Shabbat, Kochosa, you cannot put out the match. Asad HaShayni, the Rosh Hashanah says, and the Im LeFakvik, Avadi can put out the match. Why the Bracha is the Kabbalah over here? But Moshe goes this way, Shalom Zalm goes this way. To come to the Mevucha, what exactly, after that Loch, can you do Melach or not? Can you put out the match? Building upon that, we now put our Sugya. The big mavucha is chashmal anything or everything. Great question. Is it mamish, you make a bracha on it? Or is it mamish nothing? The marshal, my house, light 12 candles. Fine, so 1, 2, 3. How can I light one? How can I light the second? Halakha. If I can't put out the match, how can I light the second one? Very simple. Go upon the halakha. Third part of the halakha. Fourth part of the halakha. That's not a problem. When I finish that halakha, then how can I put out the match? If I do the halakha, 12 candles, then I do the chashmal. On the side of Chashmal is nothing, it's just a Melach on Shabbos. If I cannot put out the match, how do I put out the Chashmal? But if you hold, you can't put out the match to make the Bracha, I can't do the Chashmal. And that means the Chur, the question is, what is the Yanhog in the Gate to match? Will Chur answer, what's the Yanhog in the Gate to what to do in the Gate of Chashmal? That means it goes through as far as Kimel and Moshe. Moshe says, what to go do? Moshe says, turn off the Chashmal, put on the Chashmal. Then do the Neris. It sounds like what he's understanding. We do our Lucky Snacks, the Kabbalah Shabbos. Once the Kabbalah Shabbos, make sure you do the Chashmal first, and then there second. I tell
Hashem, if it's a Lucky Snacks,
you have a problem. We'll get to the Pedro Soy, when Moshe holds the Chazal, Chashmal over here, or anyway, it's called, yeah, your Pedro Soy coming with. I don't know. I'm saying what the Swam say over, how to explain these, the Masai, the Machlakis. Asad HaShani, if you hold the Bracha is the Iker, they bring down from Prima Godem, they're discussing that we said that we have a Baya Negeta to serve us our, how the one making a Bracha. Again, a Pina Prima Godem in Tanya is the candle that you light first. If you're there first, there's no Baya to serve us our. You're first. Therefore, Lachura, what is, if you shove the Chashmal off in the house, and then you do the Chashmal after the Neiris, what came first? The Neiris. So if you did the Neiris first and took care of the problem, I get to serve as I'm making broccoli, no Indian covered or semi kosher. So the people got him, if you're the Maisa first, you took care of everything, and the one afterwards is the problem. Therefore, what's better to go do? If you hold that the broccoli is the Indian over here of Mekabel Shabbos, so the better thing is to do, shove the Chashmal, do the Neiris, get everyone to be Mekabel to the Neiris now, and then do put on the Chashmal afterwards. That's what Yaakov goes. That's what Shlomo Zalman wants to tie now. Tzad HaShlishi, Kamal and Debertino, and Rebelski, they want to tie now. That really depends if the Isha is lighting or the Isha is lighting, and I think everyone understands now why. If the Isha is lighting, then she's in Mekabel Shabbos without Boko. Shiva Baya, if you bring Madlik after the Chashmal, after the Neiris, so do it first. So the Ish, there's no Kabbalah with his Boko, and therefore, if Yaakov brings down, even to switch around, do the Bracha first. Then do the case of Avokal. They will come to that, what's better go to? Do the Chashmal case, is better to the case over here of the nearest verse, then the case of Chashmal. The Ramosha, the Truman says, what did he himself go to go do? It's very simple. I try to get all sheetahs. I shut the Chashmal, my wife lights the nearest, and I put on the Chashmal. Every Shabbos, he would stand by the Chashmal, he would put on the Chashmal, and get all sheetahs over here. Okay, Chashmal, you saw. Why? Because no problem over here. That's what he does. Asad Ravi, Kamal B'yashiv, and the Lozna Taino, nice, you make a bracha chashmal. So fine, so put a chashmal first, put it on second, who really cares? Any order of the mice is beside her. Asad Chamishi, Lozna Taino, the Dari Dari is Kleisla Neris, we have a meeting over here, not to worry about chashmal, Puchazi might have in the bar, Tichumu with the Bnei Shio, the Moin Amm is not to be Machbid, or Machbabad, leave it as is, then we can make a bracha. So I think we went through the sugi very clearly. The answer, what you can do practically, is very simple. First, ask your wife, what did you do with the matches? Did she pull it out or not pull it out? If my sister puts out the match, I think it's better to do the neiros first and then the chashmal. If she did not put it out, the match, then I think it's better to do the chashmal first and then do the case of neiros. I'm going with a mahalach that moin amo here before is machmir do chashmal. I'll put down most farm to bring down. The person should shut the chashmal, put on the chashmal. Again, the moin amo doesn't do it. Most farm bring down that way. Even the lady. And again, the answer is really you should tell your wife. What you do by the match, that's the answer to get to chashmal.
Should he make a switch?
If she, she does not put out the match, she does chashmal second,
so
that's what we're steering.
Switch the match, what?
Switch the match? No, we're still the match, ain't the fakvek. You want me the fakvek? The chashmal said ain't the fakvek. I should get the chashmal. Spice, ain't the divil kim chayim, but that's for the correct one overall. The Lochitz of Gimel discussing, or onward discussing, the gates of different shemans. So first, which shaman a person can use, to point out, first you have to make sure that it's on the shaman, it's not Orlo. When that Orlo says it be a Lochitz of Gimel, because Orlo might say, oh, no, I miss a love of Honest to do. At the end of the day, since the whole idea of the Neiris of Shabbos, I have no, might say a person to make sure not to light with the Neiris over here, that Osama no. They do discuss, let's say you have shaman, that it was underneath the bed. And the Locha in your day is Simon Kufta Zayin. It says that shemen underneath the bed, a person cannot eat. Or should put it there, cannot put it there. So the question now is, since the shemen of it not worry l'achilo, can the person use it for lokas neiros negeir to Shabbos? Come along shemen, it's a bad it's mortar. Come along the bed is chai, and he wants a taino, the maisa, a kilo levesa, perfect, thank you. So he even knows the pasuk over here. Saying it to me. So since he knows the pasuk over here, the baya in the amias over here, how in the world can you light something that has ruach l'asherelo? The lapach can say, Maisha can't eat it. David, how far to take it, says the Ben Ishchai and Shuvah. Let's say you have water underneath the bed. And I want to take this water and put it in your neiros to lift up the shemen so the shemen can get lit in a nicer way. What time? Even that water should not be put in the nair over here. Why? Mios, and I'll tell you the pasuk. Why is he have a problem over here? And David the Ben Ishchai is brought down in the Kavachai, and even Chai Muslims to be chosh for it, the Chaim Shloima, Chosh Mechemah, the most pasuk come up to be choshish. Asada Shaini, there's the Kavos Halachas, there's the Elbi Yashar over here, there's the Dain Fisher, what time at the end of the day, making it coming from a different svaro. You learn the locha of food underneath the bed, Kufta Zayin, let's say it was underneath the bed, you should not do it. You must have stuff, don't do it. But once it's done already, are you allowed to eat it or not? So the Piskachuva there being down, Achlug is going with the Chayotom. I said, most of them seem to say, Medina, you're allowed to go eat it. They will come to the Shani, and others want to tell them, Medina, you're allowed to eat it. You have a Hoko, Mizmanazer, we have Liberatus, don't worry about. We give it to other people who don't know about. We told them you're allowed to do that, not allowed to do that. But some how swarm say, give it to other people. Actually, it's Medina, my sister, Mutter, not looking together, the possible over here. It really depends upon that signal, how far you mark with the things underneath your bed. but the way how he sets it up, the Benish Chai, through the Rafa, but saying, this is Lachilo, that's the Bezoin over here. But that's a great question. I said it correct.
Every shaman that's meant for lighting, it's not edible.
Don't need it. No, firstly, you can't. There's no ma'akim. There's no ma'akim over there. Nothing ma'akim. The body doesn't appreciate it. Not ma'akim over there. Not ma'akim over there, but tad roch. We're two things together. No one says that'd be even naft is that you can light with, except, you know, not a problem. Since bi'alacha. And naft is not ma'akim. The ruach ruach together with the fact that relachila you can quote the pasuk. Now, the halacha we see in Sif Gimel, we should not light with shayva with wax. Kamu the halacha, Mishmur himself says he's like, oh, however that wax in Sif Zayin that's around the psila that of my simut relachila. Therefore, the reason why we light wax is the halacha Sif Zayin. Sivov brings down the idea of shemen. That's mitzvah of the mokhla shemen zayis. So really, we have the halacha Sivov versus Sif Zayin. We have shemen zayis, mitzvah of mokhla, and we have shemen shayla minig bezman hazeh. The question is, what is better to go light today? Better to use our wax candles or better to go light Shemen's eyes. So the Mishmur, in discussing a case of Sturin, the candle he had in those days, he says maybe it's like all of the Shemen, because the main reason why to use Shemen's eyes, says the Mishmur, is because the idea of Shemiyata is clearer, it's nicer, it's a really nice candle, a nice narrow here. You want kind of the candles that the Chofetz Chaim was discussing in his days, just as nice. There is no difference between the case of Shemen Zayis versus the wax candle that he was using. There it says, Beloshen Ulai. Maybe a case of a wax candle might is enough. But Moshe, when he quotes the Mishnah Berurah and says, Poshav, Afshe Kotzev Ulai, who borrow Sha'odev. I'm going to show you, Vada, these wax candles, Vada that he's discussing are better. The Chofetz Chaim's candles, I do not think are Arab candles. I think Arab candles are even better than that. The Mamash, they're terrific. And therefore, those of our time know that today to use wax candles, and they're being done already from the Chaznish, he used only wax. Being done from the Stipler, only wax. From the Zilber, only wax. From Chagmievsky, only a case of wax over here. And they point out that, forget, if you use Shemen, if you like the Chalikneris, Kamat Nevi, you see, goes down all the way, you get all the Shemen. It goes out here, goes out there. Sometimes it's not even that clear. You always have to relight one, relight another. Lachora, when we light our oil, there can be more issues and more problems than with lighting a case of wax. Wax lights, no problem, it goes all the way to the end. And mice is very nice over here. You want to, it's cool, it sounds like the community is no hidden to use Shemen over the case of Shaibo. It's not a shiny. And even the story of Tamil Chavim, come with the Zilber, and he wants a tiny, because only because those Shemen in those days were the better night, better nair. Today, that our nair just as nice, instead of the Zilber and Shuba, you'll also have one Tamil Chavim. There's no difference. Asala Shani, those who want a tiny. Besides, maybe there's maybe one sheet of enticing that of Al that says, not you to a Shaib Bisman is there, a wild of Silo, not put down with the place, but it is a bunny of enticing. Meister, Chayno, one Taino, and the Ashim of Kop, the one Taino, of Pisoy, of Pinyon, Meister, is it in the case of Shemin Zayas? Therefore, Chaim himself in his house did not have Shemin Zayas only wax, when his wife saw being Machmer, more than Chaim to have Shemin. So Chaim told his wife, one or two have Shemin, and the wife had a case of wax over here. And then the Sfam will say, you want me to become the end of Sayyid Shabbai, they bring down from Chaim, there's old Rabbitson, or the Sfam, the Yashim say, up Yisayid, two Neres, never see numerous houses, they'll have ending wax, and two Neres Shemin over here. Watch me chush the Inimitan of the Sayyid over here. The Shlomo Zalman does have a point, he says today, again, he says, Bizman al Chazal, the Shemin Zayis, the Maisa were nicer. Our Maisa, the Shaiba, go to the Simcha, are nicer. Could be even more of a reason that Shaiba over Shemin. The mice is nicer, it stays better over here. But oi, not the reason why I have Shaiba, a couple reasons why I have Shaiba better. One, I think it just lasts better. Second, it might be nicer. A third, I think the holy side of having candles, one of them is Shalom Bayis. I've learned over the years to set up a Shemin is more tedious and less convenient. And it makes more of an issue sometimes. You set, takes more time. Setting up wax, it's simple. You pop out the thing from last week, you put the wax inside. And therefore, it's had also Shalom Bayis. Also, there's another reason why to not have Shemin Zayis over here. And again, the Yeshua Melissa over here. So, again, so what are you going to do? Each one on his own. Yeah, Messiah, Elu, Elu. But those who want to argue, it says in Shulchan Aruch, Shemin Zayis, we really have a Mishnah of course, that's Ulay Nathaway, the Chorus, Borah Odoth Nathaway. And the fact, as far as even a Mila, maybe to have Shemin Shaiva better, because it's more covered, and also has Shalom Bayis, so other reasons. It's interesting, it's disgusting.
There's a person who's been using Shemin Zayis for many years, and he wants to change him. That's a problem.
Can be Martin Eder, according to those states, of Milo, it really depends. If it's Kabbalah Batois, he's allowed to change. If it's not Kabbalah Batois, it can be Martin Eder, if you want to. Simchas brings down the person who might like Rave, Mashiach, and Apsilo Mayaner. Rave. Now, if you know how the wax candles are, there's a wax candle, and then there's a wick coming out that's pretty long, and there's wax over it. If you wait there to light Rave, it's tedious, and it takes a while, and you have to fully get it down. Nearly, I didn't see this wrong, I think it's Poshet. The way I have the wick coming out, it used to be when you let the wick, it went down right away, and it got lit. Because it's only, what's there? There's only cotton. The cotton burns right away until it gets down. Today, how they did it with the wick sticks out and they have wax around the wick. There's wax on it. In essence, when you're lighting it, you already got rid of the wick that's sticking out. just what's happening. It's burning down next to the wax, and the wax afterwards, So I think when it says Roy Psilo, just like in the whole 6-hour candle, there's the wick through the whole thing, and you have to go through the whole entire thing, hold it there, to get most of the wick. You have to go all the way. It has to be what? Most of the wick that's sticking out is enough to be caught. So I think in Balabachis, the fact that we have wax around it, once it gets caught, that's enough. Yes, some of it's sticking out, that's wax. It's burning wax right now. I think the lights of that should not be a problem. We'll get to that. Which now leads to the next thing over here. Which is said in the Lachan Sertes, that a person, the Chabad says, a person is not singeing and relight it. Maestro Abbas says, our meaning is that a person should singeing and relight it. Why? Because you light the wick before and then relight it. Now that Isha lights it, it comes out better. It's easy for her to go light. So first, who should go singeing and relight it? Mishra brings down the Achronim, Chayadim, Kitzer, Musimus, who quotes Walker Bum from the Arizal, the Zohar, etc. The law is that a man should go prepare it. That means that not only should prepare the Neris, that Kivagri spoke out, but also to singe it and put it out. Agam, let me point out the Grand Archbishop says not that way. And says the wife should go do it. So, one point. But again, this man is I think the first time I was on the Sugyo, I don't know if it was elementary school or high school, but I learned you have to singe it and relight it and then singe it. And so you have to light it, extinguish it, so it gets singed. Easy for your mother to go light it. So my job in the house was, when I was a kid, to go do the Neris in the house. So I would light it, extinguish it. And mother came over to me and complained to me, it's very hard to go light. It's very hard, it's much harder, you have to spend more of the time, it's not convenient anymore. So, why? Because it seems in those days, again, it made it easier to go light. Today, practically, you try it, it makes it hard to go light. Varaya and Hanukkah come to use usually the Neris of the past. It's harder to go light, and therefore, it's not just me saying it. After, when I grow a little bit older, Chayim says it, and the Chaznish says it that way, and the Stipler says it that way, and the Chayim goes this way, and the Nenatan goes this way, and the Chayim Levi, Rabelski, they tell there's no Milo at all lighting it before, and not only that, the Minim Chaznish, it's nicer, it's not cinched, it's not used. That means you come to by Hanukkah, something's not used, it's nicer than it's used, and it's just easy to light. Well, maybe even easier. My mother told me, because it's very clear, stop doing what you're doing. What?
You guys light it and blow it away. And until it burns all the way down.
So either I go for Messias, or you can argue and I can quote. Either one, the Maestro doesn't say another way. The Maestro, the only one I see otherwise, is really Zerah Vosner and Ulay the Peskachu who wants to disagree. But otherwise, like the Simus the Mishnah Bureau. And Shimon again. And Shimon. The Maestro, otherwise, I hear very stark. That the Maila Shema that says easy to go light, again, they have, it's so easy that there's wax on the wick.
To light each candle.
You can go out deal with my mother now. Good luck. Come back to tomorrow.
Oil takes it to light.
Again, they tell me that it makes a base. The smaller the wick is, much harder. Also, depends on what kind of wick you use. Mice, again, the Gdolim Rebbe brought down the Hoga, seems to be most people not do the way. And Machmir, Yerushimai, Mice will do the way. Because he might have the bar. Fine, Mez Hashem, we'll mount you next time the Sukkot of the Dabli. Philo, so we'll raise some of the Chesna onwards. It's a desire.